Good morning and welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at this time, right here on Kiowa FM. I'm Tom Trauber. Each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, real community banks. By Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. By Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon. Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon. Corner Discount in Sheldon. And by Maintainer Corporation here in Sheldon. My guest this morning is Trooper Kevin Krull of the Iowa State Patrol, and we will talk to him right after this.
Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizen State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC. Enjoy the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to serve delicious food, creations, and, as always, amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with tremendous menu of appetizers, homemade pizza, steaks, and to bring you back for the return trip. The train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open 3 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, 11 on Saturday and Sunday. Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side in the Crossroads Edition is the newest outlet for top shelf liquor, quality smokes, and gummies to help reduce pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and convenience of the all new drive up window on the east end of the building. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. In studio with me this morning, Iowa State Patrol Trooper Kevin Krull. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for making the trip over.
Well, thanks for having me.
You getting decent gas mileage with that new patrol car?
You know, I just haven't checked out what the Ford does, but I like driving it, and it serves its purpose. And from the sounds of what we were talking and hearing about earlier, we might have to use that four-wheel drive coming up.
Well, we'll hope not, but it is possible. I would imagine that the F-150 probably does not get quite as good a gas mileage as the Charger.
Yeah, depends on how you drive them.
There is that. You know, I just in the case of experimentation, coming back from Spencer one day, I set the cruise at 55, reset the computer, and when I got to Hartley, instead of accelerating out the other side to get back, I just eased up and reset the cruise. And between Spencer and Sheldon, I couldn't believe it. I got 34 miles to the gallon. I never get that when I'm
exactly
when I'm driving normally. Normally,
yeah. Yeah. Careful what you're admitting.
Yeah. Well, you know. Well, when I say normally, I mean hitting the cruise and letting the car accelerate itself. That that burns a little more gas because it accelerates a little more quickly.
We just got to ease into things, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And pay attention to what you're doing to avoid accidents, which is a topic that we're going to be talking about today, is accidents and specifically fatality accidents. We were talking before we went on the air, and we're a little better than last year, but last year wasn't anything to write home about.
Yeah, we're actually better than the average. Last year, we were at 17 deaths on our Iowa roads. Today, we're still at 19 for the year.
Okay,
but it's the five-year average that we're doing better than.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. You know, we're better than average, and we always want to be better average, but let's increase that. And, you know, that's some of the stuff we were going to talk about specifically with the big weekend coming up and the bets that might be being placed, hopefully legal betting and whatnot. But let's not bet on our lives or anybody else's.
Exactly. And this weekend with the big game, a lot of people getting together to have parties to watch the game.
I cannot deny that. And most people are talking about what foods they're going to be bringing to these parties or what foods they're going to be having at them and planning all the good fun stuff that way and all the activities around it. But one of the activities we need to plan with right now while we're doing all that planning is how are you getting home, or how are your guests going to get home safely?
That's exactly right. The time, and we've talked about this so many times before, but the time to find a designated driver is before you need one.
100%. And it just takes a little bit of planning to do that and have that person lined up, and we can all find that one person that'll be designated to get us home safely, take the weekend off, take the day off from drinking or whatever it is, but make that plan, because we looked at our 5-year average. 37% of our fatalities are impaired driving.
Oh, that doesn't surprise. I figured it would be higher.
Yeah, it's 37% of our fatalities are impaired driving. I think it's basically the reason it's probably not higher is the distracted driving.
Yeah.
And then our speeds are so terrible still that, you know, but we can put the plan in motion, and the slogan this year is fans don't let fans drive drunk. And it's pretty easy on that one, you know, and we just make sure that everybody has a ride plan ahead, have those alternatives to alcohol, you know, you can have mix a non-alcoholic one in between every so often, and pace yourself out, keeping the limits so that you know and you're able to drive if that's what you have to do. But there's always somebody that'll give you a ride.
And if you wonder whether or not you should drive, you shouldn't.
If you have to ask the question, if you think I'm okay, the answer is no.
Absolutely.
The answer is no, and get that ride. And it's not worth the risk. The risk versus reward is not there. It's just not.
Oh, absolutely. Too much stuff can happen. You can get arrested. That's probably
that's the least serious. Yeah, that's the best of the bad.
That's the best of the bad. Yeah, the best case scenario. But worse yet, you can have an accident and take somebody's life, or lose your own, or both.
Absolutely. And it's tragic. And when we look at the number, and it's easy to remember 37%, because there's 37 lives lost every day. 37 lives lost every day on America's roads because of impaired driving.
Wow.
Yeah.
37.
A day.
My goodness. That boggles the mind. It really does. 37 people a day don't go home because somebody had too much to drink and crawled behind the wheel of a car.
Absolutely. And then it's the other people in their lives. That's just the ones that die. What about the ones that are injured or permanently and seriously injured to where they miss work for months, or maybe now they're disabled and not able to go back to that line of work that they were in, or the loved ones that are there to mourn the loss of their loved ones? I mean, it's a huge thing, and people need to realize that. I think it comes down to people just need to understand that little things make big differences.
And the people that are left behind, the loss of the loved one in that manner leaves a hole in their heart that never heals.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so we're just asking people to do the right thing, think ahead, plan ahead, and
be responsible.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to do.
We'll be back on Talk of the Town right after we take this break.
Nicholas Keen and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Shelton are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Shelton. Corner Discount in Shelton, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise, overstock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Shelton.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. We're here with Trooper Kevin Krull of the Iowa State Patrol, and the patrol is celebrating a big birthday this year.
Yes, we are. The 90th anniversary of the Iowa State Patrol, and we're looking forward to having a good year.
So the Iowa State Patrol is even older than me.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great that we could break that under 300 on our 90th?
Wouldn't that be
an awesome gift for us?
That'd be fantastic. And you're here to celebrate the 90th. You probably won't be in the uniform to celebrate the 100th.
I hope not.
Well, we talked about that last time. You have, what, 3-4 more years?
About that.
Yeah, okay. Unless you decide to continue or Mrs. Crow decides she doesn't want you around the house all the time.
I can leave. I can go fishing. I can find stuff to do. But, I've got about three years left in my career, maybe a little bit more. But that's why probably one of the reasons I recruit as much as I do, and I'm actively looking for those new members of our division that want to take that challenge to be an Iowa State Trooper. Yeah. And we're doing that right now. Now through the 21st, we're taking applications for our 53rd Academy. And if you're interested or somebody's interested, they can be a trooper within the year's end.
Wow. And that's you're a member of the elite uniformed enforcement agency in the state of Iowa.
Well, we are the state agency, and we go out there and we do about everything. And we don't just write speeding tickets and window tint and all those seatbelt tickets, but we do other things too. So it's a good challenge, and right now we're looking for anybody that's 18 years old and has a high school diploma. We'll teach you what you need to do the job while you're in the academy. And we're taking those applications now.
You're taking 18-year-olds?
18-year-olds. We'll take an 18-year-old and we'll form them into a wonderful trooper, and they'll spend a little bit of time down there at the state capitol complex being a trooper down there.
Okay.
But once they become 22, they'll be able to transfer out into the road anywhere in the state of Iowa they want to go to work there. And, you know, it's a great experience. I spent a couple years down there myself, and, you know, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about the state and a lot about the members that are passing laws and whatnot and running the state that way. So it's a very interesting way to get in, and, you know, starting wage is right up in there. So it's not a bad way to go with your career, and you start earning towards your retirement. And at 18, you're not thinking about that, but
I wasn't. There are times I wish I had thought about it at 18, but, you know,
I'm kind of a fluke. That's the reason I took the job with went into criminal justice and law enforcement, is because I needed a job with benefits to help support my farming habit that I wanted to have. And I was going to do that with Dad on the family farm, but it turned out that this was just a little bit more fun than what I was going to do there, and it took me away from the farm too far. But we'll put you right back in your home area at 22 years old. So,
well, and that's why I looked so confused when you said something about 18, because I know that 22 has been the age for a road trooper.
Absolutely, but we have that Capitol Police, that post 16 trooper that's 18 to 22 years old down there usually, and they can be older down there too.
Sure.
But they definitely, it's a great function for us, and it's a great way for us to get those individuals that are maybe not 22 that are really wanting to get into law enforcement and rather do the two academies. You can just come work for us, and I often get people say, well, they want to work up through the ranks. It's like, well, why don't you just come work for us and you can work up through our ranks?
Absolutely. Yeah. You're going to be captain any day now, right?
Yeah, maybe not.
I know that's not actually on your career goal at this point in time.
I'm enjoying what I do. I enjoyed working the road full time when I was doing that, and I had a lot of different specialties that I was involved with. And it's been a fun career, that portion, and it was nice when this position opened up and I was able to expand onto that. I like to talk to people, and so it was a good fit, and I like doing programs now. So I do a little bit of enforcement and a lot of programs and a lot of talks. So if somebody wants a program done, get a hold of me at the Post 6 office over there.
Well, your job actually is all about education, because the enforcement is about education as well.
Absolutely. I joke with people on that I've been educating people for the last 31 years. It's just that earlier in my career, it was more of a one-on-one tutoring session rather than a wide range of the whole classroom.
And sometimes the tuition was quite expensive.
Yes, yes, the tuition on those one-on-one tutoring sessions was not what you'd want to spend most of the time. But you know what? It's that service that nobody really wants, but everybody's already used. And I think when we treat people decently, like we do as troopers, most part people understand that, you know what, we're doing our job to try and keep people safe, and there's small things make big differences.
And of course, not every educational interaction on the road winds up with a fine.
Absolutely. Sometimes that pop quiz was just a passing grade of a warning and a nice little talk, and down the road they went. And I enjoy those interactions the most, probably.
And helpful hint, as a motorist, your attitude may go a long way toward deciding whether you have to pay tuition or not.
There you go. Most of the time we've had that decision made up before we get out of the car, but there is a little bit of education that goes a long way, and we just ask people to pay attention, you know, while they're out there driving. Do the right thing. The side with us is still there. The seatbelts, impaired driving, distracted, and excessive speed. Those are major things that we're looking to change. And if we can get everybody in that, and that's my job is the education part.
Sure.
I did a bit on the slow-moving vehicle sign with the UTV side-by-sides, and that blew up our phones at the office. It literally, people were paying attention to that. So I need people to take that same effort that they had on that message and put it towards this other stuff, and I think we'll make some really big changes, if nothing else, in Northwest Iowa, and we can set the example for the rest of the state.
Absolutely. Don't drive distracted.
No.
I mean, leave the phone alone when you're in the car, okay? Try not to be singing along with the radio, because that takes some of your attention from driving. Try not to get immersed in conversation with the people in the back seat.
You're making this driving not very fun.
When you're behind the wheel, you have one job, and that is getting to where you're going safely. And if you allow yourself to be distracted by anything, you're not doing that one job.
100%.
So
100%.
And don't get to verschnick it and then crawl behind the wheel of a car either.
Yeah. Yeah. We just need people to understand that they can make big differences, and we can be the leaders in the state by doing that. And you need to make that conscious effort. Otherwise, you'll slip into that bad habit of this is going to happen again. And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that have been on their phone and haven't had anything bad happen. But it just takes that 1 second to change the world for somebody or everybody.
Yeah.
And it can be at any time, it could be you.
And it's not hard to establish good habits. We talked about this before. If you just make it a point to buckle up every time you get in the car for 2 weeks, it'll become a habit, and you will unconsciously buckle your seatbelt.
Absolutely. And I'd be willing to bet that it wouldn't take that long, but I like the 2 week deal, and most people can do about anything for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and same thing with the phone. Put the phone down and just say, I'm not going to use my phone while I'm in the car. I'm going to mess with the radio and anything I'm doing with that only when I start out, and that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people will notice that they arrive safer, and they'll start seeing the changes themselves.
Absolutely. And the other thing, the longer we've been driving, the more confident we are of our driving ability. I've discovered when I do an assessment of myself, I'm not as good a driver as I maybe thought I was.
Absolutely. And it takes that maturity to understand that. And that's the problem. Our younger drivers have the reflexes, but they don't have the experience. And then when they get the experience and they get all that, then they become that good driver, but they got to put those habits of good habits in play to be able to continue to be that good driver. And unfortunately, as we age, we get to that point where we need to accept the fact maybe nighttime driving isn't the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Our vision is not quite as good at night, so why drive? Let's make plan our day accordingly so that we're home and we're comfortable with that. And then it's going to come to the next step of maybe I can have the neighbor or the grandson or the son or daughter do the driving for me so that I can be safe and everybody else can be safe. And you know, it's important, and it's a tough step, but if you want to be safe, you got to know your limits, and you got to be that conscious, good, safe driver.
And you hear fairly regularly about kids who finally take the car keys away from mom or dad because they're just not safe on the road. I mean, we had to do that with my mother.
Yeah, I've had quite a few people come up to me over at the Clay County Fair booth when I've been there and talk to me about that. And both there and at the state fair, they come up and talk to me how to do that. And it's not a good deal, but it needs to be. It's one of those that we just need to make the decision and understand and explain why it's being done.
My mother was not a happy camper when we took her keys.
Most people are not.
But, you know, after she cooled down, she admitted that it probably wasn't a bad idea.
Yeah, if you want to be safe, I mean, why have grandma's car with all the dents all the way around? I mean, as the one person said, it looked like they hit everything but the pace car.
But of course, our primary message today, with the big game coming up on Sunday and the celebrating that'll be going on with the big game, Part of the country will be celebrating if the Chiefs win. Part of the country will be celebrating if the, not necessarily if the Eagles win, but if the Chiefs lose.
Right.
Because,
it's,
you know,
it's the old who's your favorite team, and they have their favorite team, and then uh-huh. it's the whoever's playing the other team.
Yep, exactly right. I did see something from a Chiefs fan who said, because it seemed like they're 90% of the country hates the Chiefs right now. And he said they hate us because they ain't us.
There you go. It's always that team that it's on top. Everybody wants to, you know, they're not us, and it's the jealousy factor,
they're,
I guess.
They're in everybody's sights, yeah. Yep, there's no question about
it. It wasn't
that.
Too long ago that was the Patriots.
That's true. Yeah, I still don't care for Tom Brady. But anyway, enjoy the game. Enjoy the revelry, the company, the food. But if you have a plan in advance, how you're going to get home? Whether that's pacing yourself on alcohol, whether that's not having alcohol, whether that's somebody who's not having alcohol to drive you home, figure that out now. Now is the time to do it, not Sunday at 5:30.
Absolutely. Let's end this night on a good note, or end this week on a great note, mm-hmm. and make sure we end up at the destination we planned on, and not some other destination.
I'm sure you would not be at all opposed to a boring Sunday night shift this week.
That would be in my goals, yes.
Absolutely. I
mean, unfortunately, it doesn't always work out that way on this weekend, particularly with this game. I tend to find myself very busy,
mm-hmm.
and there's been more than one time that I've not been able to listen to the game because I've been busy doing my job.
Because you've been inside getting somebody booked into jail.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately.
But plan ahead.
Yep.
Key to this message is plan ahead. Don't be one of the numbers. Help us get on the right track, and we'll continue on with that.
And buckle your seatbelt. Don't drive distracted, and do not speed. This is not the Indy 500.
Absolutely.
All righty. Trooper Kevin Krull, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. We look forward to seeing you every month at this time, and we will talk to you again in March. It doesn't seem possible that we're in the second month of the year, does it?
Exactly.
Trooper Kevin Krull, and I'll be back after this.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Transfer majors are now being offered at Northwest Iowa Community College. Start at NCC and then have a guaranteed transfer pathway to one or more of the three Iowa region universities, University of Iowa, Iowa State University, and the University of Northern Iowa. Students complete their AA or AS transfer major and then can complete their four-year degree. There are 19 transfer majors, including early childhood teacher licensure, elementary education, secondary education. At NCC, your success is our story.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's Talk of the Town. Talk of the Town brought to you every Monday through Friday morning by Maintainer Corporation of Iowa, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, by Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by the Train Station and Train Station in Alton and Train Station 2 in Sheldon. Join me tomorrow morning at this time, or at 8:30, for Talk of the Town. My guest will be Matt Asherell of the Sheldon Knights of Columbus. That's tomorrow morning at 8:30 on Talk of the Town. Again, thank you for listening.